On tonight's edition of The Week in Review, it's a wrap for Saturday, September the 15th, 2022. We discuss the 2022 elections from a biblical and Christian perspective. If you're easily offended, if you're not a Christian, then this may be one of those editions that you want to miss. Tonight, we discuss what's ahead for us in November of 2022.
Welcome to The Last Christian Radio Show with your hosts, Brother J.D. Williams and Brother T.L. Farley. It's now time to grab your Bible as prophecy brings into focus the events playing out on the world stage at incredible speed, right before our very eyes, and exactly as was foretold.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams, and as always, I'm joined there in the Dallas and Fort Worth area by Mr. T.L. Farley. And before I let Terry speak, I want to tell you guys something. I know you heard there in the open that if you're easily offended, this may not be the show for you. Well, it's not going to be quite that bad, but what I am going to do is we are going to be honest, and we rely on the Bible. And we rely Amen. On what God says. And so, Amen. You know, for instance, guys, in some parts of the country, drugs are legal. In God's eyes, they're illegal. Okay? That just gives you kind of a basis part of where I'm going to go with this show today. I'm not going to tell you that if you are a Democrat or you vote Democrat that you're going to hell. I'm not going to say that. But I am going to tell you that there are very, very defining differences between the two political parties right now. And if you are a Christian, if you do believe in the Bible, if you actually want to take God's word for what it really means, then your vote counts. And we're going to show you the difference between the two parties. But, Terry, you're going to be excited to hear this. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the rapture of the church.
Yay!
So,
all right. Now, you just lit my fire.
Yeah, I know I did. Now, as always, guys, we always start off with the latest news. Again, this is, of course, the Saturday edition. We call it, it's a wrap. And what we try to do here is we give you the week in review. And this is the week in review for Saturday, September the 15th, 2022. So this is a little bit longer news segment, Terry. They're not going to be used to it, but I have a reason for running I have a reason for running the whole thing, okay? So anyway, let's listen to what people are listening to right now. Okay, here we go.
Here's the latest from the KRRB newsroom.
The Russian-installed governor of Ukraine's southern Kherson region told residents on Thursday to take their children and flee in one of the starkest signs yet that Moscow is losing its grip on territory it claims to have annexed.
In the illegally annexed Kherson region, the Russian-installed government is urging residents to evacuate. He also publicly asked for Moscow's help getting people out.
I am asking the leadership of the country. I would like to ask for your help in organizing such a process.
Saudi Arabia rejected as not based on fact criticism of an OPEC Plus decision last week to cut its oil production target despite U.S. objections, and said on Thursday that Washington's request to delay the cut by a month would have negative economic consequences.
Saudi Arabia is not siding with Russia. Saudi Arabia is taking the side of trying to ensure the stability of the oil markets, which benefits consumers and producers.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un supervised tests of long-ranged cruise missiles, which he described as a successful demonstration of his military's expanding nuclear strike capabilities and readiness for actual war, state media said Thursday.
Wednesday's tests extended a record number of weapons demonstrations this year by North Korea, which has punctuated its testing activity with threats to preemptively use nuclear weapons against South Korea and the United States if it perceives its leadership as under threat. Harry Michaels reporting.
President Xi Jinping, China's most influential figure in decades, gets a chance to install more allies who share his vision of an even more dominant role in the economy for ruling the Communist Party and tighter control over entrepreneurs at a parting meeting that starts this weekend.
Xi generally has currently three very powerful titles that put him in charge of the party, the government, and the military. It's a question of if he's going to retain three titles or two.
The conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay $965 million to people who suffered from his false claims that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax, a jury in Connecticut decided Wednesday. The verdict is the second big judgment against the InfoWars host over his relentless promotion of the lie that the 2012 massacre never happened. Former President Donald Trump angrily lashed out Wednesday, calling the nation's legal system a broken disgrace after a judge ruled he must answer questions under oath next week in a defamation lawsuit lodged by a writer who says he raped her in the mid-1990s. He also called the 2019 lawsuit by E. Jean Carroll, a longtime advice columnist for Elle magazine, a hoax and a lie. The outburst late in the day came hours after U.S. District Judge Lewis A. Kaplan in Manhattan rejected a request by his lawyers to delay the deposition scheduled for October 19th. Federal Reserve officials agreed they need to raise interest rates to a more restrictive level and then maintain them there for some time to meet their goal of lowering broad-based and unacceptable high inflation, a readout of last month's policy meeting showed on Wednesday. Many U.S. central bank officials emphasize the cost of taking too little action to bring down inflation likely outweighs the cost of taking too much action, the minutes of the September 20th and 21st meeting said. The average interest rate on most popular U.S. home loan rose to its highest level since 2006 as the housing sector continues to bear the brunt of the tightening financial conditions, data from the Mortgage Bankers Association showed on Wednesday. Mortgage rates have more than doubled since the beginning of the year as the Federal Reserve pursues an aggressive path of interest rate hikes to bring down stubbornly high inflation. The average contract rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage rose by 6 basis points to 6.81% for the week ending October 7th. And that's the latest news headlines. I'm Alan Edwards.
Okay, now what we're going to do here, Terry, is we're going to examine the news that we just read. And we're going to look at it again. This all plays into the political part. It really does, because what we have to do is we've got to look back at where things stood in 2020 and then compare them to where they are in 2022. And remember now that Joe Biden didn't take office until January the 20th of 2021. Okay, so keep bear that in mind, okay? Okay, now we've got Russia struggling right now, and we have already talked about this a lot, that, you know, the Russian military has gone in there. Number one, first question I'm going to ask you, would Russia have moved into the Ukraine if Donald Trump was still president of the United States?
No.
I agree.
Absolutely not.
Not a chance. They were quiet. Right or wrong?
We were getting along with them. They were playing their part.
Yeah.
They were staying
away. You know, they had their thing going on. We had our thing going on. But, yeah. You know, there was not any, you know, there wasn't any wars. There wasn't any thought of war.
There was no friction.
You know, there was no threat of nuclear weapons being used, you know, at all. And as we talked about, they have bought millions of dollars worth of those pills, anti-radiation pills. Joe Biden has done the same thing in the United States. You don't buy huge volumes of stuff that you don't expect to use. Okay? Yeah. So they expect there to be some kind of a nuclear situation. We expect there to be some kind of nuclear situation. And that's the reason for the radiation pills. Whether those things even work or not, I don't know. Number two, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, President Biden went over and this is a fact. People, look it up. I'm a member of the U.S. Press Association. I need to stress this today. That's the reason it's up there on the screen for everybody to see, not only in my picture, but even on our title slide. I want it to be well known because what I'm giving you are facts. You can look them up. You may not like them, but they're true. Okay, so here's the second truth of the day. That is Saudi Arabia. Joe Biden went and begged them to increase oil production to keep us going. Now, here's my second question. Why do we need oil, Terry?
We need oil because they shut off the oil in America, and we've got more oil than anybody on the planet.
Right. So now explain this to me. Explain this to me. We're trying to lower the footprint, I think is what they call it, of the use of carbon, right? That's supposed to be supposed to be detrimental to the world. What difference does it make if you drill it in the United States or if you drill it in Russia or if you drill it in wherever? What difference does it make as long as the same amount is being produced?
Okay, number one, it's cheaper. Number two, it's cleaner and it's healthier, not only for America, but for the world. It would boost our economy like a rocket ship.
Okay, but that's not my question. You know, that was not my question.
Yeah.
My question was, what's the difference if we drill it or if they drill it? What difference does it make?
Well, that's what's the outcome of the differences. It's going to be better for the
world. My point is that it makes no difference at all. None.
Well,
none. You're right about one thing. We do it cleaner than everybody else does. But the fact is that it's being drilled. And guess who is backing the drilling? Joe Biden. He doesn't care if anybody else in the world does it. And, you know, China doesn't have all these environmental junk policies, you know.
He doesn't mind if they dirty their country.
Well, but they're dirty in the world, right? They're dirty in the world. Okay, it's the same difference. That's what I'm saying. It's the same difference. So we're shooting ourselves in the foot. We're not making money. Instead, we're spending it. And look, people, if you go to the grocery store, are you spending more money than you were on January the 20th of 2022? Be honest. Be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Now then, next thing that we got is we've got these North Korean tests. And what did Kim Jong-un say? He said that he was prepared to take preemptive nuclear strikes. He was prepared to take nuclear strikes against South Korea. And he even said the United States. Now then, think back to when President Trump took office. You remember all the stuff about Little Rocket Man? You remember that discussion?
I sure do.
Oh, this is so dangerous. This is so dangerous. He's going to cause World War III. What happened?
Yeah.
Little Kim backed down. Little Kim negotiated with Donald Trump and Trump told him, don't play.
Trump put him in his place, period.
All right, now then, China. All right, now this guy Z or what? I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is
the longest reigning person in China since Chairman Mao. Okay.
My goodness.
Now, if you look back at everything that Chairman Mao did, you know, well, this guy has taken that to a new level. Okay. And he's been re-upped. He's ready to go again. Okay. He can choose how many titles he wants. This is the same thing as if, okay, President Biden's got the title of president. He's got the title of commander in chief. Okay.
Yeah.
Now then imagine, because this guy's got the same stuff, right? He's president and he's the commander in chief. But now then, equate this to the United States, the other positions that he's going to have, and this is going to surprise you. Majority leader of the Senate, Speaker of the House, the Chief Justice of the United States. He has all those titles, all of them. Okay, he can pick whatever he wants to pick. And in the meantime, we got a president that can't find the bathroom. I'm sorry. Okay, that wasn't factual. Yeah. That wasn't factual. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that, I guess. But I don't think he could if he wasn't led to it. Okay.
Well, he couldn't find the White House. I saw a film news clip where he couldn't even find the White House. Well, millions of people saw that clip.
Yeah, well, I saw.
And he was walking around. He walked around the bushes and went to the back of the White House. They had to go find him and bring him to the right door.
Well, I saw a thing maybe 6 months ago where he said every time he hears Hail to the Chief played, which is the song for the President of the United States, that he looks around and looks for him. He said that. He said that. Yes, that's a fact. Yes, look it up. Did. Okay. All right. Now, this Alex Jones guy, okay, he's a conspiracy theorist. You know, anything and everything that's factual, he says it didn't happen. You know, like we didn't land on the moon, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? Okay. Well, he said that the mass killing at the Sandy Hook school was faked. Okay. Well, he's been sued. Now I don't know if he's got all those millions of dollars or not, but he's pretty much out of it. Okay. Now, President Trump was talking about the legal system, and I'm going to say this. You know, I don't care if President Trump's got to testify. I mean, if I was called by a grand jury, I'd have to testify. I'd have to be put under oath. So I'm not giving Trump that one. Okay. No, that ain't right.
Yeah.
You know, if Trump's been called to testify in front of the grand jury, then he's a citizen of the United States of America. We all follow the same rules. So President Trump, buck up and go do it. Okay, just tell the truth.
Well, hang on. Let me stand in on that one.
Okay.
The reality is we are in America, and I hope it's still operable at this point. I doubt it, but the reality is there are points of law that have to be considered. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge. I'm not any of that. So I can't tell you. All I can tell you that is that as an American, he has his right to petition to do whatever he wants when he's in facing a legal action.
Right.
So other than that, if he wins it, fine. If he loses, he'll have to testify. I mean, that's the way the game plays.
Right.
So, but I do want to say, if somebody charged you or me, we would want to be able to say what we could until it was time to clam.
Sure. I agree with that. But, you know, the decision's been made. He needs to do it. So let him do it. Now, as far as the legal system being in turmoil, that one I'll agree with him on. I'll agree with him on. And we'll talk a lot more about that later on down the road here. Now, this was one that really stood out to me, and that is the interest rate situation in the United States. Now, I personally bought a home in 2020. Okay. Yeah. And when we went in to sign our papers, the people there in the mortgage company, and remember now, you know, when you get to a mortgage company, your deal is done. Okay. They don't, they don't have to say anything except sign here and sign here and sign here. They don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But the lady looked at her paper, she looked at her paper and she says, "Wow, you got a good interest rate." Okay. Well, I can tell you this. They just said that the interest rate was 6.81%. 6.81%. That's like three times my interest rate.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that happened since January 1, 2021, when Joe Biden took the presidency. Donald Trump was still president when I got mine.
Yeah.
Okay. He was still president.
Yeah.
So, you see now why I played all that news stuff?
Yes.
Because every bit of it plays into this. If we had maintained the same policies under Donald Trump that we did, that he did, if we had maintained that under Biden, we would, number one, we would be oil and gas independent because that's what was left. Okay. We would have a strong economy. Remember, interest rates were at an all-time low. Inflation was almost non-existent. And now, all of a sudden, boom, You know, people are having to decide, okay, do I drive my car or do I walk to the store to get my groceries? And are there any groceries on the shelves? Have you been in the store lately and see all the empty shelves and all that stuff? Sure. That's because truckers deliver what we need. Trucks in the United States are, you know, they're necessary. My wife works for a trucking company. My wife works for a trucking company. So, you know, I know, I kind of know what's going on with that industry.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's fuel. Fuel is what runs the cost. So there's truckers, there are truckers out there that can't afford gas, so the trucks don't roll. Okay. And if the trucks don't roll, then the supply chain's not brought back. Right. So, you know, people need to wake up to you know, now, what I've put together for you guys so far is strictly, that's just straight up. Okay. That's something anybody can see. Now, what I was actually going to do, Terry, is I was actually going to show the Democratic platform and put it up against the Republican platform. Just lay it out there. No commentary. Just read it. Okay. Unfortunately, what I ran into, I pulled up the Democratic platform. Now, for you people that are watching this, and I encourage you to go to YouTube later and pull this up, okay? This right here, I'm just showing this. This is the Democratic Party platform that I'm holding up, okay? This is the Democratic Party platform. This is page one, and everything that I've highlighted here is Donald Trump. Donald Trump hasn't been in office for a year and a half. He's not on the ballot in any election. And this first page of the Democratic Party platform is, what would you say, 60% Donald Trump? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. I want to take you now to page number two of this documentation here, if I can. There we go. This is page two of the Democratic Party platform. I'm going to hold it up again. And, okay, now we're up to about 80 to 85% of this page is nothing but Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not on the ballot. He's not president. Joe Biden is, okay?
Yeah.
But this is their platform. This is their stuff. I'm not making this up. Go and look it up for yourself, okay? All you got to do is Google Democratic Party Platform 2022. That's all you got to do. And you'll see the same thing I am. And by the way, this is only the preamble. You ought to see the real deal, okay? Then page three. This is page three of it. Mm-hmm. All right, now this from here down is nothing. That's just, you know, that's garbage text about how you can donate to them and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's garbage text. This up here, the entire page is Donald Trump. Nothing else. It's you know, all they're doing is say, vote for us, Trump bad. Trump bad, vote for us. Yeah. Okay, now, one of the things that really jumped out to me about this is that they actually, I highlighted all this stuff for a reason. This is just one part of their preamble here. It said, the Trump administration hollowing out our public institutions, the sidelining of experts, the rejection of science, the underinvestment in research, and the gross corruption and abuses of power. President Trump's dereliction of duty has caused the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans, the loss of tens of millions of American jobs, and lasting harm to our children's education and future. That is about the silliest, stupidest, and most inaccurate thing that I have ever heard in my life. Now, if they'd have said President Biden, then you might get to facts, maybe. And again, I am not trying to blast them. I'm really not. I'm just saying that what they've got here is just a load of crap. I mean, it's the only.
Well, let me throw in while you're at it what we had talked about before the show.
You got a minute. You got 1 minute. You got 1 minute because the first half of the show is gone.
And you just took 15 seconds.
Go ahead.
To get of my 1 minute. Anyway. Go. How'd you like that one? But yeah. Anyway, no, I stopped by a neighbor's house. He had a Democrat sign in his yard. I asked him why he was voting Democrat. And you know what he said? Trump.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That's all I got. Now, I really wanted to get into some things, but unfortunately, time flies, you know. And like I said, what I wanted to do was put the two platforms together. But let me tell you this. Yeah. I want to get these points out before we have to say goodbye to a portion of our audience here. And that is that I don't care what your position is on LGBTQ+. I don't care. You can be anything you want to be. But I want you to read the Bible and tell me where it says that God approves of that. Okay? Now, you know, again, I'm getting into opinion here. I'm allowed an opinion, I believe. And I'm going to go with the Bible over what people may vote for or what people may like. Okay, now again, I personally have no problem. You want to call yourself LGBTQ or whatever, that's fine. Do it, no issue with it whatsoever. But I'm going to tell you that if you look in the Bible, you might want to change your thought process. And I'm going to say the same thing about abortion, okay? Mm-hmm. And now here I can express a personal opinion that actually means something. I'm adopted. I was adopted at 3 days old. Had my mother, who, by the way, I have reunited with many, many years later, had my mother taken the easy way out, I wouldn't be talking today. Okay? So that's a personal perspective on it. That's why I personally, let me say that again, I personally, my personal opinion, I oppose abortion. Now, the Democratic Party says that abortion is fine without any condition, and I think that's factual. The Republican Party says that they want them to be very rare and that they also want to place some kind of restriction on it. Okay, sure. Believe it or not, we are already at the end of the first part of the show. So for those of you sticking with us, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Well, that music means that for some of you, this is the end of this edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. If you would like to hear the second half of the show, we do invite you to visit www.lastchristian.net. That's www.lastchristian.net for all editions of the Last Christian Radio Show, and of course, also the Last Christian Podcast that is heard every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. For everyone else, we'll be back after the break for the second half of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show.
KRRB Revelation Radio broadcasts to all 50 U.S. states and more than 160 countries around the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We offer the perfect platform for you to host your very own radio show locally, nationally, or to a worldwide audience. And if you're a podcaster or social media content creator, upgrade your productions to digital radio and explode your listening audience. Gain new subscribers, be invited on other podcast or radio shows as a guest, or find guests for your productions. No matter your topic or genre, if it's suitable for all audiences and age groups, you're invited to join the Revelation Radio family. We know you'll love the results, but to make sure radio is for you, your first 90 days are absolutely free without any obligation or hidden fees. For more information or to get started today, visit www.revelationradio.net or email us at info@revelationradio.net today.
While you're waiting for God to open that door, praise Him in the hallway. I read the Facebook posting on my timeline and smiled. I immediately remembered what the scriptures say in Revelation. The church of Philadelphia was told that what Christ opens, no one can shut, and what He shuts, no one can open. In the process of tracking the course that the Lord lays before us, we often encounter doors of opportunity. Sometimes these doors are way open and all we need to do is walk on in. But sometimes we find ourselves in a large palatial hallway facing several closed doors. It's here that we need to wait for God to orchestrate our circumstances to fall in line with His plans before the right door will open. And while you're waiting for that door to open, praise Him in the hallway. God Dragging is praising God while you wait for Him to open that door. I'm Dudley Anderson. Why not email me, dudley@surereality.net. I would love to hear from you.
KRRB-DB, Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Here's the latest from the KRRB newsroom.
This is the latest news headlines in 60 seconds with Alan Edwards.
The Russian-installed governor of Ukraine's southern Kherson region told residents on Thursday to take their children and flee.
I am asking the leadership of the country. I would like to ask for your help in organizing such a process.
Saudi Arabia rejected as not based on fact criticism of an OPEC plus decision last week to cut its oil production target despite U.S. objections.
Saudi Arabia is not siding with Russia. Saudi Arabia is taking the side of trying to ensure the stability of the oil markets.
President Xi Jinping, China's most influential figure in decades, gets a chance to install more allies who share his vision.
It's a question of if he's going to retain three titles or two.
The average interest rate on most popular U.S. home loan rose to its highest level since 2006.
That's the latest headlines in 60 seconds. I'm Alan Edwards.
Welcome back to the second half of the syndicated Last Christian Radio Show with J.D. Williams and T.L. Farley. Well, we are back for the second half of the show. Now, Terry, I spent the first half of the show. I debated whether or not to go with that first or carry it until the second half. And I'm kind of glad I went ahead and got it out of the way. I do want to make this really clear. Most, 99.9% of what I care about pertains to the getting the message out of Jesus Christ. And also Israel. I need to know that Israel's okay. So now in this part of the show, this is where it's going to get good for you, Terry. This is where it's going to get good for you. This half of the show gets good for you, and I'm just going to kick it off.
Right.
I'm going to kick it off right now. Here we go.
A record number of Jews visited the Temple Mount or has visited the Temple Mount during this high holiday season. Remember, the high holidays kicked off in late September with Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, continued last week with Yom Kippur, and now Israel is in the midst of the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as Sukkot. That ends on Monday, October 17th. Over 6,000 already during this brief window have ascended the Temple Mount, and you have to think before Monday that more will do so. Of course, the likes of Hamas and radical jihadis do not like this one bit. They're threatening terror and violence. They're threatening war over the Temple Mount. It is clearly the flashpoint in the world. Hey, but according to this group YARE, despite the threats, we have groups now of 100 to 150 Jews together at one time ascending the Temple Mount to visit. Folks, I've been on the Temple Mount many times. I can tell you in the past, these were usually handfuls of Jews who would go up to the Temple Mount. Remember, that Temple Mount compound is controlled by Jordan. Muslim religious authorities officially control the Temple Mount. That was the agreement in the wake of the 1967 Six-Day War, where Jerusalem once again became the unified capital of the nation of Israel. So a very tense situation there right now, but it has not stopped Jews from going up to the Temple Mount in greater and greater numbers.
Okay, so we talked a lot about those red heifers and all that kind of good stuff, and what it's causing, Terry, is a lot of excitement in Israel. I'm not sure if it's in one of the clips I'm going to play here in a minute, but there was a Jewish, one of the one of the big people over there had said that in the Old Testament that there were 9 red heifers ever, okay, that were completely approved and used, right? And he said there would be one more before the Messiah. They got 5 of them in Israel right now. So that tells me that if this guy's right, okay, and I have no reason to believe or disbelieve him, but if he's right, that means that 4 of the 5 over there will probably be disqualified and they'll be left with 1, okay? And when that happens, then the Jews are going to start looking for their Messiah. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, they're actually, they should be looking for their Messiah right now.
Yeah.
As we know, concerning the rapture, because their Messiah is our Messiah, and he's coming back to get us.
Amen.
But according to their beliefs and their practices, you're absolutely right. And they're looking for these things to fulfill in order that, according to their understanding, then the Messiah will return. That's where they're at on this. And the subject goes deep. You know how long I can talk about it, so I'm going to let you lead the conversation.
Well, the only thing that I'm going to say about that is the fact that there is one book in the Old Testament, and I know it's in the Torah or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. okay? You know the mm-hmm. all those words, okay? I don't.
Yeah,
but I know that there's one book that's in there that the Jews recognize this book as being mm-hmm. a part, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't preach mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about it. Why don't they talk about it, Jerry?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's one chapter in that book. The book you're talking about is Isaiah. And there's a chapter, Isaiah 53.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, Jesus is described perfectly.
Right.
They've actually gone out on the streets of Jerusalem, and they have shown that chapter to Jewish people,
mm-hmm.
and they've said to them, who is this chapter talking about? And they have said, oh, that's Jesus. And then they'll ask them, watch this. They'll say, well, where's this from? Where's this chapter from? They'll say, oh, that's the New Testament.
Oh.
And they're shocked. And they're shocked when they discover, because the religious authorities will keep them away from Isaiah 53, because when you read it, you can't help but think, well, this is describing Jesus. Anyone out there is invited to read it. I won't say anything. We'll let you look it up, let you read it, and then you tell us who you think that is.
Right. Okay, so
let's the one. That's
we're
going
to keep moving because we got lots to cover. Here's another one.
Keep going.
Let's listen to this. I know.
You're driving the bus.
And
you're driving the bus.
It's a festive time for Israel right now, and that's why the news of riots in the eastern half of Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria are all the more troubling. Israel's interim prime minister, Yair Lapid, met with his security cabinet today to discuss the increase in violence and unrest over the past week. Palestinians rioting not only again in the eastern half of Jerusalem, but in the West Bank, which we call here in the newscast Judea and Samaria. That's what the Bible calls it. It is the biblical heartland of the land of Israel. Now, over the past few days, just to get you up to speed on this, 2 Israeli soldiers have been killed, 1 man and 1 woman, 1 killed in Jerusalem, 1 killed in Samaria in the northern half of the West Bank. A Palestinian terror group calling itself the Lion's Den is claiming responsibility, and Israel is on edge right now. We've had rioting in neighborhoods in the eastern half of Jerusalem. I'm thinking of Silwan, Sheikh Jarrah, Abu Tur, that entire area. If you know Jerusalem, again, it's the eastern half of the city, which is a Palestinian-dominated area, a majority Palestinian population in the eastern half of Jerusalem. So riots have broken out. The stone-throwing, rock-throwing, of course, at Israeli police, but also Molotov cocktails. And again, an Israeli soldier was shot and killed earlier this week. So a lot of unrest, number one, in Jerusalem during this festive Sukkot season.
Okay, so you can see that You know, as usual, the Palestinians are rising up. They do this every time that we go through the Jewish holiday. And if the news ever covers anything, it's what Israel's doing wrong. They never talk about what kind of stuff that they're going through. Okay, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that one because we got lots more to cover. So here's the next one.
Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, was in Kazakhstan today, and on the sidelines of a conference there, he met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, Abbas, during this meeting, railed against Israel, railed against the United States. No surprise there. And he wants Russia to become more involved. And he's been calling for this for years, really, because Putin has been very friendly, needless to say, to the Palestinian cause. Abbas is calling for Russia to take a more active role in any peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians down the line. Putin wants a two-state solution. He's made that very clear. And he was a very welcoming audience today for Mahmoud Abbas. And you have to think, folks, that the timing is no coincidence. We reported just this week here in the newscast about those unraveling ties between Russia and Israel. We had Yair Lapid, the interim Israeli prime minister, condemn Russia this week for those Russian strikes against Ukraine, those ballistic missile and drone barrages. Russia responded and criticized Israel right back, but that's the tip of the iceberg. We've seen over the months Russian condemnation of Israel over airstrikes against Iran in Syria, over the Golan Heights, over Jerusalem, over the Palestinian issue. The list goes on. Russian officials have continuously slammed Israel. Meanwhile, until this week, Israel has essentially tried to play the middle between Russia and Ukraine and not anger Russia. And the main reason for that is that Israel wants to maintain freedom of movement in Syria. Israel wants to be able to continue to conduct airstrikes against the likes of Iran and Hezbollah in Syria under the noses of thousands of Russian soldiers. Remember, Russia entered Syria in September 2015, and they are there to stay. So a very delicate situation, needless to say, for Israel. And that unraveling, I believe, folks, will continue as the seeds are being laid and the groundwork is being laid for eventually that Gog-Magog war that the prophet Ezekiel tells us about in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 38 and 39. I believe a day is coming eventually where Russia will lead that confederation of nations against Israel. The good news, that confederation doesn't get very far. They meet their demise on the mountains of Israel when the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, intervenes and shows himself to the world in a way he hasn't in 2,000 years. That day is coming. We don't know when, but the Bible is pretty...
Okay, so again, Ezekiel 38 pops up. We talk about it all the time. And people, I do suggest that you pick up a Bible, go to Ezekiel chapter 38. You will see the names of all the invading armies in the country name that existed at the time that Ezekiel was alive. And then all you've got to do is put together the list of those same names in modern day, see the alliance, and it puts it all together for you. It is right there, and they're coming together right now. And you heard where Israel is trying to kind of like go along to get along. And that's coming apart. And it's coming apart because they have something that Russia needs desperately, and that's natural gas to be able to sell to the world because that's what fuels their economy. But now, I'm not going to spend any more time on that. By the way, those clips were provided by the Watchman Newscast, Eric Seckelbeck. And again, as a member of the U.S. Press Association, I use those clips as a courtesy. He's free to use ours, and we're free to use his. But now, Terry, and I don't even know that we got enough time to get through this, okay? But I'm just going to kick it off. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Yep.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. First of all, I want you to know that what we're talking today is the physical separation of believers from this world. Believers are already called to be spiritually separated from this world while here. Spiritually, we're not to conform, but to transform. We cannot be like the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. Remember that. It's an interesting position. We are citizens. Our citizenship is of heaven, and we're here just as ambassadors. Look at all of you. You can all print a card and use the title ambassador. What's your name? I'm Ambassador Amir Tsarfati. And before they put straitjacket on me, I can quote a verse telling them that I'm an ambassador of Christ. So we must be separated spiritually, but there is coming a physical separation, ladies and gentlemen. And that is what we call the rapture. And so many Christians are so legalistic, and they will tell you that the word rapture is not in the Bible. Well, the word Bible is not in the Bible also. How about that? The word Trinity is not in the Bible. And since when we look at the Bible in the English to determine what's in the Bible? Hello? The Bible is not written in English, so don't look for rapture. In fact, people accuse me for preaching the rapture because I am following the teaching of John Nelson Darby that surfaced to the scene in the 1800s. I never heard of him when I read 1 Thessalonians 4. Never even. And then when people started telling me that, then I read what he said. I said, well, he probably understood 1 Thessalonians 4 the same that I did. I mean, come on. The rapture. What is it? The Greek is called harpazo. And in the Latin translation of the Greek manuscript, it was called rapturo. And therefore, we're using the word rapture. And it's all, of course, based on the actual words caught up from 1 Thessalonians 4:17.
Okay. Now, Terry, I know you got an issue. I know you got an issue with that one. And I'm going to go ahead and give you, I'm going to give you the floor here. And you can, first of all, I want you to talk about Blastoff for PMR a little bit.
Sure.
And let people know how come you call it PMR. Don't have a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time, but I'm gonna try to give you.
How much time do I have?
Let's say a couple of minutes, 2 minutes or so.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. Okay. First of all, the title of my book on the rapture, my study of the very moment of the rapture, is Blastoff Rapiamore. Very often you'll see it cited online on various places, people talking about it, and they'll say the book is Blastoff. No, the title of the book is Blastoff Rapiamore. The reason I chose that word was because of the fact that when I first began to study the rapture, people said, well, the word rapture is not in the Bible, just like a mirror just said. And it's his understanding. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to have to cut to the chase. We don't have that much time, as you've already heard. The word is not rapturo. The word rapturo is a word that is a derivative of the word rapio. And out of the word rapio, there are all kinds of forms that come out of that word. One of them is rapturo. Somebody's grabbed it and said, here, Amir, this is the word that it's actually in the Latin. It's not. The word that's actually used in the Jerome's Latin Vulgate in the 4th century, and a lot of the Latin Vulgate words from the 4th century have been changed over the years as the scholars have continued to work. But the word that they changed, the word that he used, they have kept. 1 Thessalonians 4:17, harpazo in the Greek, caught up in the English. And in the Latin, the word is rapiamor. And because people that are going jot and tittle are going to correct even Amir, and he's outstanding. I can't even stand in his shadow. The guy's so good. But the reality is, on this jot and tittle, Jesus said, every jot and tittle is going to be fulfilled. The word is not rapturo or raptus, which is also used in other places for different tenses and so forth. Raptum, another word. Okay, but this word in 1 Thessalonians 4:17 is rapiamor. because they're going to get you. They're going to, you're going to be offsides. They're going to blow the whistle. You're going to lose the ball. It's a fourth down, and you just lost it, buddy. Okay, anyway.
Okay, well, now, you know, I'm just one of those guys that looks at all this stuff, and I say, okay, the word rapture is not in the Bible. Yeah, okay, rapture is not there. But obviously, I don't care if you follow Terry's thinking or if you follow Amir's thinking or whoever. The fact is, the word caught, the words caught up are in the in the American version. Okay, and when you look at the actual scripture, it's pretty clear what they're talking about. I mean, you would have to just say, well, you know, I don't believe that. Really, that's the only thing that you can do. The only thing you could do is say, I just don't believe it. Okay, and as far as I know, nobody's ever found, as a matter of fact, no one has ever found an error in the Bible. So again, I don't care about the wordplay. I really don't. I know I really don't care about the wordplay. The truth of the matter is that the rapture is coming, and that's what we're all about on the Last Christian Radio Show. Okay, we're looking for that last individual to accept Jesus Christ, because just like there's a last play in any football game, there is that last person to accept Jesus Christ before the rapture of the church. And if you have not been saved yet, that means you got to go through the Great Tribulation. Oh, tribulation. People don't believe in that either. Okay, so again, I use these clips by permission, courtesy of Amir Tesfarte as well, and we're just going to keep it rolling.
Amen.
The timing of the rapture matters. It may seem petty to spend time debating the timing of something, but in this case, it is not because your understanding of the timing of this event comes with serious ramifications. Your understanding of the timing of the rapture will unquestionably affect how you live your life, because it directly affects how you perceive the character of God, His plans for you as a Christian, and also His plans for the world in the future. Many Christians believe that the 7 years tribulation are divided between relatively peaceful days for the first 3.5 years, and then the horrific judgment from God known as the wrath of God for the remaining 3.5 years. And I submit to you this afternoon, this is not biblical. It's not biblical because from the get-go, what is preserving this world right now from going completely crazy? The Holy Spirit. Can you imagine all the Christians are gone from all ways of society? They're gone. They would be killing babies in the street. They will be, listen, the minute we're out of here, the celebration will begin. And it's a celebration of ungodliness, of chaos, of death, of deception, of fear, of anger, all the characteristics of the one who came to still kill and destroy. The Antichrist has to appear, and who is giving him his power, his throne, and his authority? Who? Satan. It's going to be a satanic ruled world with no believers in it.
Okay. So that just gives you a little preview. Okay.
Yeah.
What Amir is talking about there is that once all of us are raptured, that there is a tribulation. You know, people don't want to say it. I've had people write me and say, you know, that tribulation is not in the Bible. You know, it doesn't say that. Okay. Well, yeah, it kind of does. Anyway, got one more clip for you from Amir, and then I'm going to let Terry go. Here we go.
It says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed. You see, Paul described the sequence of events. The believers are the only reason that the Antichrist is not showing up yet. You cannot tell me that the Antichrist is already risen and revealed while we're still here. It's not biblical. Only when we are out of here, he can be revealed. Do you understand that? Thank you. It's what I call the great exchange. Satan is thrown down, we go up. So why we emphasize a pre-tribulation rapture? The Lord's imminent appearing gives a sense of urgency to persuade people to Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 is telling us about that. Also, for he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I'm telling you, I know people. If you and I knew that the rapture is going to be at a certain day, 3.5 years from now, we will all set our alarm clock and go to Vegas. Listen, the reason why we don't know the day and the hour is so we will be ready now and live holy life now. The timing of the rapture affects how we live today. Pre-tribulation believers fulfill the calling of Colossians chapter 3. If then we were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of earth. The rapture is our blessed hope and provides peace in this chaotic world, as 1 Corinthians 15 is talking about. As Titus 2 says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing is in the cloud of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Terry, again, you have written on this subject. You have studied on it for 40 years. I've read the book. I hope others will read it. But the fact of the matter is, and this gets back to the political again, Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. I think that was his true calling. And I believe that the United States was rewarded for that. We had the greatest economy. We were kicking on, we were hitting on all cylinders. And Joe Biden takes over and he begins to go for the Palestinians and the two-state solution. He doubts the fact that Jesus Christ and God are in control of the world. And instead he says, okay, it's all about science. And if we don't do something with the science, the world's going to be destroyed. That tells me he doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. That tells me he doesn't believe in the Bible. Because if he believed in the Bible, he would understand that only God will determine when the world comes to an end. Not AOC, not the Democratic platform, not anybody else, not the scientists, God himself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you believe in the Bible, you know that's a fact. If you want to stick on with the other side, then you know it's you're guessing. Okay, and I promise you, you're going down the wrong road. Terry, real quick, you only got like a minute, but I want you to kind of wrap all that in there, okay? Real quick. I mean, okay.
Okay, Amir was excellent. He nailed it on just everything. The reality is the rapture is taught primarily and first and foremost to give us the strength, the comfort, to be able to occupy each day until he comes, anticipating daily that, and this is what it teaches, that he's going to shout. It's going to be on a day that we all know when that day is going to be, Joel, and I'm not going to say it because you're looking at me. So you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to have somebody write in to say, Joel, let him say it. What is it? What was he going to say?
Maybe. There you go, buddy. Maybe. Okay. Maybe. All right. Okay. Well, let me tell you this. This show is all about trying to find that last Christian. And I don't, you know, I'm not saying all Democrats are evil. I'm never saying that. I used to be one myself. But whenever you go to the polls, the only thing that I'm going to ask of you is when you go to the polls, please vote the way that you think the Lord wants you to vote. Don't just vote for a party. Both of them are going to disappoint you. I guarantee you. Both of them are going to disappoint you. So with that, if I can get the volume down, if we're granted a Tuesday, we'll be back. It will be back to normal.
Yep.
Until
Thanks
then, good night.
Today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 7:30 to 8 p.m. Central Time right here on Revelation Radio. And don't forget to join us every Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central for the Last Christian Podcast, now available on all major podcast platforms and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.